Every so often, public television finds itself at the center of drama. A few years ago, the PBS children's show Postcards from Buster featured an episode with gay parents. The secretary of the Department of Education, which funded the series, threatened to cut its grant. Well, now that incident is the storyline for a new play, one that premieres tonight at the Denver Center Theater Company. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the play is fictional, but the playwright knows of what she speaks.
When it comes to children's programming on public television, playwright Kuzi Cram says the stakes are high. Kuzi Cram's been writing for the PBS show Arthur for almost 10 years. She says people might be surprised to find out what goes on behind the scenes. She says the concerns of the audience can be a minefield for writers.
They're like, please do something about peanut allergies. You know, please do something about lactose intolerance. So all of the writers on the show is like, how can we make a story about this that would be in the least bit funny or intriguing to kids?
So in her play, Kuzi Cram made the writers of the fictional kids show Dusty very high-strung.
Well, I guess we could make Spuds allergic to radishes.
Spuds already has some kind of allergy. Citrus or muffins.
Spuds is lactose intolerant.
Everyone on this show is allergic to something.
Because allergies are a huge kid issue.
Dusty and the Big Bad World tells the story of what happens when the show asks young viewers why the animated Dust Bowl hero should come visit them. One who writes in is an 11-year-old girl with a not-so-traditional family.
People say the dumbest stuff, like it's really weird you have two dads, and the Bible says this and that about gay people. And mostly I don't care about the Bible or what other people say because we're agnostic Buddhists anyway. But I thought if we were on TV, then maybe people would stop saying stupid stuff.
Kuzi Cram got the idea for the play in 2005 when her colleagues at WGBH in Boston, including her husband, who also writes for children's TV, found themselves embroiled in controversy over an episode of the PBS show Postcards from Buster. Buster visited two families in Vermont, both with parents who are lesbians.
These are all pictures of our family.
Is that James?
James, David, and I. And Gillian.
So Gillian's your mom too?
She's my stepmom.
Boy, that's a lot of moms.
Yep.
The episode was not about the fact that these kids had gay parents. It was about making maple syrup in Vermont. But it ignited a national firestorm. U.S. Education Secretary Margaret Spellings sent a threatening letter to PBS President Pat Mitchell. Many parents, she wrote, would not want their young children exposed to the lifestyles portrayed in this episode. Postcards from Buster came up in a Senate hearing. Pat Mitchell testified that PBS management decided not to distribute the episode.
But when this subject came in, we felt that it was of such controversial nature for some of our communities that it was best to go back to what you've heard us all say all morning.
Do you
Public
share?
Broadcasting
do you share?
Is a
do you
local...
share?
It kind of went to the top.
Playwright Kuzi Cram.
I'm always intrigued by the absurd in storytelling. And so that you think like Buster's this little animated bunny and somehow something that he did goes to the Senate. It's very much the stuff of plays, you know.
Now, you might think Kuzi Cram's villain would be the U.S. Education Secretary. But that character, loosely inspired by Margaret Spellings, is a little more complicated. She's very thoughtful and very charming. But she does plan to use her personal opinions to shape public policy.
I've never cared for that show. What the main character, Dusty? Well, he seems a little too tolerant of just about everything. And I know he is an inanimate object, but honey, he seems like a homosexual dust ball to me.
Kuzi Cram says in writing this play, she tried not to insert her own views. Ultimately, she wants Dusty and the Big Bad World to make people laugh, but also to consider the issues.
What's at stake here is like what we teach kids, and the little girl in the play is a character who, you know, whose episode is not being aired. What are we telling her about her life, and how do we talk about these things to kids?
In a scene towards the end of Dusty and the Big Bad World, the 11-year-old girl meets the education secretary, who has implied that her family's lifestyle is immoral.
You seem like a great kid.
Sometimes I do wish my family were more traditional.
Of course you do, honey.
Nobody signs on to be an outsider. I mean, maybe if you're born goth or something, but sure. I think about a mom who tells me all about her bad perms and dumb dates. That sounds good to me. I'm not gonna lie. But For some reason, I didn't get that. I got something more complicated, but it doesn't mean it's wrong.
I never said it was wrong, Lizzie.
Dusty and the Big Bad World opens tonight at the Denver Center Theater Company. Koozie Cram says she worked as hard on this fictional TV show, the story within the story, as she did on the play itself. So someday she might turn Dusty into a real show for kids. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.